One of the other guests at the Idea Fest in Louisville for this 2009 session of the Idea Festival is Christine Miller from across the water, from Great Britain. Christine, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. I'm delighted to be here.
This is the first time you've been to the Idea Fest. Tell me what you think about it and why you're here.
I think it's an incredibly exciting proposition. I'm having a great time meeting so many interesting people and being bombarded with fabulous ideas. And I'm here because we're looking at bringing the Idea Festival across the pond to London. One of the ideas is to bring diversity and possibility, to bring people together, to share ideas, and actually also to not only to innovate, but to implement ideas so things actually happen.
Now, you are the editor, publisher, founder of Resource Magazine.
I am.
Tell me about the magazine and why you might suggest that Americans read your magazine and what ideas you're bringing to the Idea Fest.
I think not only Americans, but everyone should read my magazine. The reason that my magazine is a really good proposition is because it covers a wide variety of ideas and possibilities. In fact, it marries beautifully with the whole philosophy of the Idea Festival. What people get from reading it is an overview of human potential, of things that are available both in business development, in personal development, in philosophy, in sociology, in science, so that they can learn things about how to have better lives, happier lives, more sustainable lives.
Do you think that people don't really spend enough time, whether you're from London or Louisville, thinking about talking about the more serious things in life? Is that what the Idea Fest is like? Although there's a lot of fun here, and there's music here, and there is art here, there's a lot of thinking going on. You can almost hear it.
I think it's about passion. And I think when you're engaged with something about which you're passionate, you can't tell that it's serious. You can't tell that you're working because it feels like you're playing all the time. And so if you can engage people with really good ideas, really bright ideas, and literally switch that light bulb on in their heads, they're having such a good time that they don't even know they're learning anyway.
Who have you seen on the roster of guests that Chris Kimmel and the Idea Festival folks have brought in that really sort of tweak your interest and you want to know more from them?
Well, I was particularly taken with Tiffany Schlein yesterday. I was fascinated to meet her, fascinated to hear her speak and see her, because I've been interested in her father's work. I'd read a lot of Leonard Schlein's work, very much connected with a lot of my ideas and things that I believe about art and physics and that kind of thing. So I was really thrilled to see her. And I'm looking forward to Anthony Bourdain as well. I don't know if that's how you pronounce it here.
Yes, that's it.
But I'm very much looking forward to that. And I think it's such a balanced program that really I'd be reluctant to miss anything.
When you talk about what your idea is, sort of marrying what you believe in and what your magazine tries to do with what's here at the IDFS, tell me a little bit about that, about the passion that you have for some of these things that are being discussed.
Well, I'm passionate about raising awareness and raising consciousness in the sense that I want people to be aware of the fact that they can have an influence on their lives, that they can sort of rise out of just being everyday, that they can make a difference by thinking and by acting and by being open to different ideas, not just to following the normal path, whatever normal may mean, but not just following the regular path of, get up, go to work, come back home. That actually, I think these days, people have to become almost individual entrepreneurs, even if they're in a job, even if they're part of the corporate world. The competition is so fierce, and this particularly applies to our young people. I call our young people actually the wise elders, because I think they get a bad press, but they're actually coming through with really good ideas, very strong values. They're so values-driven. They won't put up with companies and corporations that don't support the goodness and However, the competition's really fierce, and they have to become more aware of what it is they have to offer.
How much alike are we as Brits and as Americans, as the youth who are the ones that we look for to someday rule both nations, that are growing up? Are they growing up with a passion to learn and to think and to know?
I think they are. However, if I get on my soapbox about the education system, I could go on
in both countries
forever. In both countries, because I would tend to call it, in some cases, more the diseducation system, in that I think it tends to suppress creativity. And what we need in the world is more creativity. We need people to learn how to learn and learn how to think, and not just be sat down with a set agenda. Okay, there are certain things you have to know how to do. It's good if you know the alphabet and you can read and you know how to count. They're pretty basic skills that you won't get very far without. However, beyond that, there's so much suppression of creativity by a very constrained education system, and that's what I'd like to see change.
How do you think your country would accept something like the Idea Fest there, specifically in London?
I think they would embrace it very warmly and wholeheartedly. The few people I've dropped very broad not very subtle hints to have been very, very enthusiastic and said, I really want to be involved in that, I want to be part of it. There's a very strong culture for ideas, for innovation. And that applies really from government level, corporate level, and individuals.
Well, Christy Miller, thanks so much for visiting Louisville, visiting the Idea Fest, and we wish you luck in taking this Idea Festival, to your country. I would imagine that drawing from all of Europe, as well as Americans coming to London, would be fascinating for you and your countrymen.
Absolutely. We can't wait. We're really looking forward to it and thrilled to be here and very grateful for the opportunity. So thank you.
Christy Miller, thanks for visiting One to One. And up next is Ken Parks on